This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Mental health care may soon get easier to access for those on Medicare. For Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. Merry Christmas. In the new year, seniors and others covered under Medicare will have more options for mental health coverage. Congress has approved an expansion in eligible providers under the program. They will almost double come January 1st, adding licensed mental health counselors and marriage and family therapists to the mix. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has the details.
When people age into Medicare coverage or become eligible because of a disability, that sometimes means leaving a trusted counselor behind. It's happened a few times to Erin Schaefer's clients. She practices marriage and family therapy in Ohio.
That's been devastating for people who have made a connection, perhaps stabilized in their symptoms, and then have to have that kind of disruption to their services.
And finding another provider who can accept Medicare can be tough, says Beth McGinty, a health economist at Cornell.
You are really limited in Medicare to psychiatrists and psychologists. There are shortages in many areas of the country for these groups.
This change on January 1st will make some 400,000 providers, or 40% of the mental health workforce, eligible to bill the program.
It will, you know, approximately double the amount of mental health providers who your Medicare covers.
And could fill a critical gap in rural parts of the country, where one in three adults is enrolled in Medicare, according to the Census Bureau, and where psychiatrists and psychologists are in especially short supply.
So this really significantly changes the game,
says Blake Edwards with Columbia Valley Community Health in North Central Washington.
In terms of our ability to hire for and expand capacity for our behavioral health services.
In 2024, Edwards says eight of his clinic's behavioral health providers will start accepting Medicare patients and help meet rapidly growing demand for mental health services. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
The money news never sleeps, but Wall Street sure does take Christmas off. U.S. markets are closed. They reopen tomorrow, Tuesday, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Never fear, though. My Marketplace colleague Kimberly Adams is in the host chair today for Kai Ryssdal, and we'll have a fresh program for you later this afternoon. Listen in for today's developments on many public radio stations or at the press of a digital button at marketplace.org.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Do you ever get the feeling that social media is taking over your life? That your day-to-day is ruled by the buzz of notifications and the pings of incoming messages? Well, guilty as charged. Well, increasing numbers of Europeans are taking digital detox vacations to get away from computers and smartphones. That sounds pretty good right now. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson takes us on that journey.
Are you addicted to social media? If so, you're not alone. Market research company Global Web Index has found that 60% of the world's population uses social media for an average of nearly 2.5 hours every day. And for some people, it can be far higher, like Mia Young, a writer and content creator from London.
I use it pretty much 24 hours a day when I'm not sleeping. It's by my bed. It's the first thing I look at in the morning, last thing I look at night.
Her job means she's rarely away from the glow of her smartphone screen.
I engage with the people that follow me. I like to answer any comments.
But when Mia started working on a book, she decided the smartphone habit needed to be kicked. So she booked herself into the Glasshouse Retreat in Essex in the south of England for a week. As well as yoga, early morning walks and sound baths, it also offers a digital detox. The wellness manager, Jamie Walton, showed me one of the bedrooms, which is around $440 a night.
Inside the wardrobes, you've got a normal safe, and then we've got this little white plastic box here. And you can pop your phone in there, you turn the dial to choose how many hours or days that you want, and then you press it in and it will lock the box, so there is no way to open it.
But surely, if you really want your phone, you can ask nicely at reception. Not so, says Jamie.
There's no override key, you can't force it open. The only way would be with like a hacksaw, which we have had to do for a guest before because she thought she'd booked 2 hours and she put 2 days and she needed her phone.
So have any of the guests taken the lockbox option? Jaina Tokai told me that she'd been tempted.
I think it's a difficult thing. In your mind, you're like, I definitely want to do it. But the actual putting it away, face down, leaving it alone is quite tricky.
She says she has children, so she doesn't feel she can lock her phone away completely. So how about content creator Mia?
I was advised not to do it for the full 7 nights in one go. So I did it slowly. I did 24 hours the first evening, and it felt very odd having breakfast on my own.
But she said she enjoyed just sitting and thinking without the distraction of her phone, and she has realised she doesn't have to answer social media messages straight away.
I can actually just block off some time to get on top of it rather than continuously being available.
Mia used some of her permitted screen time during her stay to order herself something, a phone lockbox for home. I'm the BBC's very relaxed Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
And our Marketplace colleagues at the BBC have also been working hard on a series appropriately about productivity. Tomorrow they head to Ireland. The Emerald Isle leads the world in productivity, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. That puts it ahead of the US, also Germany and other G7 countries. Hear why tomorrow on this program. I'm Nova Safa with the Marketplace Morning Report. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.